On today's insights, we talk about goal setting. How can you set a measurable goal for your content marketing in 2020? How might you strengthen your employer brand on Facebook? And Matt and I break down our predictions for social recruiting in 2020. Today's episode is brought to you by Haley Marketing Group. If you're like most staffing firms, finding good candidates right now is a major struggle. At Haley Marketing, we have a number of tools that will help you recruit both active and passive candidates, drive more traffic to your job board, and increase applications. To learn more, you can give us a call at 888-696-2900. This is Insights.
Welcome to Insights. Tips and best practices from the insiders at Haley Marketing. Insights will provide you with the tools you need to master your social media, digital marketing, and employer branding. Your hosts for Insights are Brad Biley and Matt Lozar.
What's up? This is Brad Biley, and welcome back to another episode of Insights, the podcast built to help you with your recruitment and digital marketing. As always, I'm joined by Haley Marketing's Director of Recruitment Marketing, Matt Lozar. Matt, we're back.
We're back. It's January 15th. Can we still say Happy New Year?
Happy New Year, Matt.
We'll say it to our listeners because we haven't had the opportunity to convey that message to have a happy and awesome 2020.
We had a brief hiatus, took a couple weeks off here to be with family around the holidays, some personal stuff going on where I was out for a little bit of time here too, but we're back. I'm fired up for the new year, Matt, and I'm ready to bring another year of insights to our listeners. You ready to get started?
Let's go.
Content Blueprint.
A new year means new goals, new objectives. And this stems back to the foundation. What are you as an organization or you as an individual looking to accomplish in 2020? If we think about most staffing and recruiting firms and their overall collective goals for the year, it's typically generating more applications or more job orders. It's getting more of those job orders where you can put great people to work in your local market. So if we think about setting those goals and we have those quantifiable goals, Matt and I aren't here to tell you how to address your business goals. That's a number that you have to come up with your team. But we're here today to talk about how content marketing can help fuel those goals. So Matt, I'm going to pass it to you here. How can you set a measurable goal for content marketing in 2020? And how can we make sure that that's aligned with overall business goals?
That's a good question because it's a question we get a lot, and I think the education of this will help eliminate confusion and hopefully staffing agencies, companies understand how each tactic works. And as we've brainstormed for the show and this segment, the thought that came to me is content marketing overall all works together. But if you only have the resources, the capacity to implement one of them, let's say blogging.
Sure.
I think it's extremely important to understand what blogging is going to do. We start blogging in a week, it's not going to flood us with applications. It's going to help you create content so you have a blog on your website every, let's say, four times a month or every week. But then that's the short-term play, which you can then share that content, which we could get into. But then the long-term play, and this takes time, is it's going to help you on organic rankings. And what I mean by organic rankings is when someone goes to Google or Bing or Yahoo and searches, your content could show up when they type in staffing agencies in San Antonio or four tips for my resume or benefits of working with a staffing agency. So my biggest thing is to match it with your business goals. Yes, you want to get more job applications. Okay, let's create job seeker content, but then realize what that tactic is going to do to help you get to that business goal.
Matt, I love that point. And as director of recruitment marketing, you invest a ton of time into thinking about job advertising and job board spend. And you know, and we both know, that if you want immediate response, allocating those dollars towards job advertising makes a ton of sense. Immediate applications tomorrow. Content marketing supports that. It strengthens your brand. It strengthens who you are as an individual. But as Matt said, you need to understand the impact that that's going to have on your business and really the time it's going to take to ramp up that impact. When we think about creating content and we think about how that can fuel your overall goal of more applications and job orders, we're making a short-term and a long-term play. You know, we're creating this great content that you and your team can share on social media, can share in an email newsletter, can share on, bluntly, your website, so that individuals can come back and read that. You're not linking out to Inc., Forbes, Entrepreneur. You are seen as that thought leader on that topic. The long-term play, as Matt's saying, is you have that intrinsic value of SEO, organic search. People are coming back. They know who you are. They know that you are a preferred thought leader on a given topic. So if we think about setting the goal of content marketing in 2020, what Matt and I are trying to say is really think through the value of creating great content. How are you positioning yourself as a thought leader, as an expert on a given topic, and how does that intersect with your overall recruitment marketing and your overall digital marketing?
And the companies that do this very well and take it to that next level, they create the content and it sits on their website. That's the basis. The companies that do this very well create that distribution strategy. It could be social media. It could be your email marketing. It could be putting it into print pieces to hand out in your office.
It's the then what?
Correct. It's also taking it and giving it to your sales team, giving it to your recruiters to send out to their list, you know, the people that they're trying, that are hot prospects or warm leads. It's the then what, as you said, of we have this content. People aren't just going to come to your website and find it. Like, think about, take yourselves out of that day-to-day job that you have and go to your consumer mindset. Put on that hat and think about, do you just go to insert companies here website and look for their blog? No, it eventually finds you. So what are you going to do with that content to get it to your audience?
Matt, my dad loves Field of Dreams so much so. I've seen Field of Dreams probably 150 times. The iconic quote, if you build it, he will come. 2020 marketing, if you build it, no one is coming. You need to get people back to your content. You need to get people back to your website through all the tactics that Matt just talked about. So you can't just have a blog and let it live on your website. It's a living, breathing system that you need to distribute out to other people. Matt, I love that point. You need to get that content out to other eyeballs. And just one additional item that I want to address here, Matt, is thinking through that New Year's resolution of content marketing and putting out content on your website. When we think about goal setting, yes, we want to make sure that content is aligned with your business goals and objectives, but I also want to challenge you to set a goal, a very tactical goal, of how many pieces of content do you want to put out in 2020? Because if you sit here in early January, well, middle of January now, and you say, oh, okay, I want to blog this year, you don't really have any way to hold yourself accountable. Creating one piece of content every now and again is great, but what I would challenge you to do is think through, okay, in 2020, we as an organization or myself as an individual, we're going to get involved in content marketing to fuel our business goals and objectives. To do so, we're going to create 2 blogs every month. We're going to create 1 blog every week and publish every single Friday. No excuses. Whatever that number might be for you, I want you to really sit down and think about that number, write it down, and hold yourself accountable to that. Look back on that in December, celebrate that success. When you finally hit that number, when you finally hit that metric, make sure you celebrate that. Use that to fuel you into 2021 as you look back on the goals that you had set for this year, and use that to catapult you into the new year.
Social reach.
Matt, as we look at Facebook in 2020 and we think about how Facebook can fuel an organization's employer brand, I want to pass this to you to get your insights on how you might use a platform like Facebook to strengthen your employer brand, and more importantly, why that matters for staffing and recruiting firms as we move into this new year.
Employer brand is becoming increasingly important, and the really good takeaway that I read earlier this week, or maybe even last week, was that employer brand isn't getting people to apply for jobs, but it's having an enormous impact after they apply for the job. And what do I mean by that? Let's say you have the active job seeker applies on Indeed, ZipRecruiter, wherever, on your website. Then, you know, you send them the email. They start to look into, you know, you schedule your phone interview. That's when the job seeker goes to your Facebook page and looks for that content. You know, we talked about the content in segment one, but they're looking for content. They're looking for testimonials. What's your star rating? What are people saying about you? Are you 2.5 stars from 38 people, or are you 4.5 stars from 17 people? That makes an impact because we trust that crowdsourcing reviews and information to help us make decisions. It's crazy. I know different people think you're going to trust someone you've never met to help you shift your job decision or your consumer decision. So that employer brand on Facebook is important because people go there all the time. And what they see about your company is important. It could be when they apply for a job. It could be before they apply for a job because people take, you know, I think it's 90% of people take have an action 6 months before they apply for a job that influences their decision. So maybe they want to work for a company in your area, your staffing agency. They go to your page in today, January. They might not apply till July 15th. That's an enormous amount of time. So what are you doing to showcase your company to make it a best place to work and a desired place to work in your community?
Matt, I just want to reiterate what you just said there. 90% of individuals applying take an action with the company they apply to 6 months prior to generating that first application. That's 6 months. So if you're thinking here, and I don't want to get too much on a tangent, but if you're sitting here thinking about how do I measure the success of what I'm doing, whether that's through social media, content marketing, job advertising, you almost need to look 6 months prior to see what you did then.
Recruitment marketing is the long-term play. It's a challenge because you have to have that right mindset. Yeah, January is the perfect time to start something new. It's the calendar flips over. It's natural for us to be like, let's try new tactics. As Brad said at the end of segment one, you want to hold yourself accountable because it's exciting in January. It's a grind at the end of February, in March, in April, in June, in the summer, if it's not a priority for you personally or for your company. So the content that you want to share is really important in what you can do to really find that success. And, you know, what do you think, you know, deems that success on the content we share on Facebook to help us strengthen that employee brand? Like that we'll dig into, you know, a couple of examples of tactics or types of content to share, but what then leads to saying this is good, this is bad, we need to change?
When we think about strengthening that employer brand, really what we're doing is we're battling against the competition in your local market, against national firms. We're also just battling against the competition of applying to that large employer in your area. Somebody that's not necessarily a staffing firm or a recruiting firm, someone who just has a lot of open jobs. By strengthening that employer brand, we help you stand out, stay top of mind, and get in front of those candidates who, when they are looking for their next opportunity, know to come to you instead of somebody else. You know, Matt, if we get tactical on Facebook and we think about strengthening that employer brand, you had mentioned building online reviews on Facebook. So using Facebook as review management, managing those reviews. You know, we always want to drive positive reviews. If you know of a candidate, you know of a associate who's out on assignment right now who is loving their opportunity, ask them candidly to leave you a review. On the flip side of that, if you know somebody has left a negative review, take the time to respond to that and address it. The worst thing that we can do is just let that sit there. We need to address it, respond to it, acknowledge it, and own it. You know, from there, if we want to strengthen that employer brand, I would start to build those reviews into great sharing images. Turn those into quick 5 to 7 second videos, maybe. Turn those into shareable graphics that are branded that have your look and feel, your colors, your logo. If we can take a picture of that individual, I'll use Matt as an example here. If Matt left a review on my staffing firm's Facebook page, and I know Matt has to come in this week, maybe I film Matt on an iPhone talking about his experience with us, with me, with our recruiters, with our team. Or maybe I just take a quick picture of him and put that testimonial that he left on Facebook over it. I overlay that on top of it. We're putting a face to the quote. We're putting a face to the name. But ultimately, we're showing others, hey, look what we did for Matt. We can do this for you.
Yeah, and it's simple. It's XYZ Staffing Company gave me the schedule I needed to for this job. XYZ Staffing Company gave me a job that really helped me and my family, you know, meet our bills, just anything. Like, those are the actual tactics we want. Brad talked about having a video if they want to go on camera. And then I think the really long term, if you want to invest a little bit more time and handle this more professionally, think about a success story. Find one, two, three people. The person that you came in, they had a job, they took the initiative and maybe moved up in your organization, or maybe they moved on, you know, to that next couple of steps in their career. Think about a 30, 60 second video that you can create that your audience is going to relate to. This person that came in one day, applied for the job, you put them to work, and now they're successful, right? I think about ASA, the National Employee, you know, Staffing Employee of the Year. Always is a really awesome story of someone that, you know, might have been down on their luck or just had trouble, but they got through, you know, school, had to pay a bunch of bills and juggle schedules, and now they're a manager at a factory or in a healthcare facility or at a clerical facility. You know, really take that human touch that, you know, you talked about over there, Brad, and take it to that next level, because we connect to people. If we see someone and we see a happy face, we see that smile, that just excitement that, you know, this company, this personal recruiter gave me a shot, and now I'm really happy and I'm just excited. That's the best personal employer brand you can have.
It puts the social back in social media. And I think even more importantly, Matt, as you put those individuals on your Facebook page, it adds to a very simple nature of that person's going to share it, their friend's going to share it, their mom's going to share it, their Aunt Judy's going to share it. And next thing you know, your brand and the value that you bring to your local market is starting to snowball throughout the Facebook ecosystem, is starting to snowball throughout the local market.
And then, as Brad says, they share that personal content, because that's the content we see that receives the most shares and engagement. Then they're going to, let's close this loop from segment one. Then they're going to come and see that awesome content you're creating, that job seeker content about finding a job or why a staffing agency, or they're just going to find your jobs. And then that's when, you know, that really good personal content, you know, brought your company's awareness to their forefront. Now they're going to engage deeper into your company because their cousin, their daughter, their mom, their friend has an awesome experience. They can connect with that. And maybe they're sick of their job today. They're going to go see your content and could apply for a job. And then that just continues that word of mouth, that awesome employer brand that you started to create right on Facebook.
Seen and heard.
Prediction content. As we look at the beginning of a new year, social media is flooded with predictions, outlook, 2020, what's going to happen, what's to come, what should we expect in 2021? It's overwhelming, Matt. And on this segment of Seen and Heard, I want to join the clutter. Let's share our predictions for 2020. Let's share what we think people can expect from social recruiting in 2020. I'm sure you've already been inundated with these lists. And what's to come in 2020? As we think about social recruiting in 2020, Matt, give me your biggest prediction for the year.
That's a lofty setup there by my co-host.
Very direct.
My biggest prediction for the year and all of the lists that we've had to... it's come across our feeds and our email and our internet searches, seems like since the middle of December, if not Thanksgiving. I think the biggest takeaway prediction, and this is a challenge, is how to really personalize that experience on social media. And it's a challenge because personalized implies one-on-one. And that takes time unless you have a very good technological solution in place. And the reason I think that is social came out, it was cool. Then as marketers, companies, what we do, we exploit everything. And now we get to the point of we're over that just fire hose of content every day, which isn't to say stop promoting, posting content. It's what can you do to really connect with your audience and share with them the content that they like. Then when they engage with it, that's when you want to go one-on-one and reach out to them. If it's a comment, if it's a message, however they respond, that's when you need to connect with the audience.
My prediction for 2020 is very close to what Matt just said, but it's the best staffing and recruiting firms will intersect automation and personalization when it comes to social recruiting. It's thinking through what Matt said. How can you have that personal one-to-one Facebook message to an individual? How can you reply to someone on Twitter one-to-one? How can you go on LinkedIn and in a group, be human, join the group, and say, hey, Brad, great article. Here's what I think. Personalization. Then there's that intersection of automation, and how can you make sure that when you publish a piece of content on your blog, it is automatically distributed to social media in a way that looks captivating, eye-catching, and most importantly, thumb-stopping. How can we layer in an automation level where our top jobs are consistently pushed out to social media in a way that doesn't look forced? So for me, and when I think through a prediction for the year and I sit here and I'm going to challenge myself to listen back to this at the end of the year, and I hope we get there, but it's thinking through that the best staffing and recruiting firms will seamlessly intersect automation and personalization.
It's hard. It's hard to scale personalization. And when I think about this takeaway, I think about my brother, who is Generation Z, 26. And the millennial generation's been beat to death, essentially, with they're the worst generation, essentially, to ever walk the face of the earth. Hand raised. And Generation Z, they're evolving off of the millennial generation in that they expect technology to work. Like, it's never been, social media was created when they were 12, 15, 18, you know, even younger, 10. So they expect it there. But they evolved in that they expect that personal touch. Like, they don't mind as much interacting with the human being. Like, I feel like that next generation doesn't want to talk to anyone. But what can we do to relate to both that younger generation? And they're not the majority and whatnot, but that's why I think about that prediction in that how can we personalize that? And there's things you can do, right? You can build your community. You can get people that are engaging with your content. I think that's really important, but it's hard, as Brad says. Like, how do you make it really look not forced, not boring, not just the same content all the time? How can you really reach out to your audience, make that content engaging, and really think through Brad's, one of his trademarked phrases in our office here is every post has a purpose.
You know, Matt, I'm sitting here, I'm kind of reflecting on what you said too about how personalization can be challenging because it takes work. And as I've gone out and I've spoken at, 50 plus industry conferences here over the past 2 years, one point that I consistently make is that you have to have a social media workout program. You need to invest 10 to 15 minutes every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday as your social media, as your social recruiting workout program. If the automation is done so in the correct way, where it's filling in those other gaps, you're now taking 45 minutes a week to be human on social media. So what I would challenge you to do, and this might be Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, it doesn't matter to me. I would challenge you to sit down and think through 3 days where you can devote 15 minutes to being human on social media strategically. And that's thinking through, okay, maybe I know at the end of my day, I'm really not focused. So using that time productively and saying for 15 minutes at the end of every single day, Monday through Friday, I'm going to go on LinkedIn. I'm going to look in a local group and I'm going to share my insight with 5 people. Or I'm going to go on Facebook. I'm going to go in a local group and I'm going to post 3 jobs. I'm going to share content. I'm going to answer some questions. I'm going to go on Twitter and I'm going to see what people are talking about on the local news Twitter account, and I'm going to join that conversation. I'm not asking you to do this full time. I understand that you have a world of responsibility and accountabilities throughout your week. What I'm challenging you to do is make this a workout program. 10 to 15 minutes, maybe start every other day, start twice a week if you have to, whatever frequency works well for you, and then scale from there. And start to intersect that automation and personalization.
Yeah, we talked about that it's hard. So we want to attack that problem, right? We have our issue. We're diagnosing it. Now we're going to solve it. And Brad gave you that option. And it helps, as working here at Haley Marketing, we've handled social media for dozens, hundreds of clients. And, it's creating that process. It's refining that process and not sticking to it and figuring out what works for you or your team or your staffing agency and your recruiters, right? It might be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It might be Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. It might be 7 a.m. It might be noon. It might be 4 p.m. So what's that process you can have to really become personal and engage on social media, and then, you know, have that process, follow it, but don't be afraid to refine it and improve on it as you get results.
What's your prediction for social recruiting in 2020? If you have some insights that you want to share with us, Matt and I would love to hear them. You can connect with us on LinkedIn. You can reach out to us on Twitter and let us know what you're thinking. If you have a prediction for social recruiting, for recruitment marketing, for even the staffing and recruiting industry in 2020, we would love to hear your insights. Feel free to drop us a line on LinkedIn or Twitter. That's our show, and thank you for listening to another episode of Insights. If you found this episode valuable, we ask that you please tell just one coworker about it this week. Have a question for us? You can tweet us at Haley Marketing and let us know what you're thinking, or email info@HaleyMarketing.com. And of course, if you need a hand with your marketing or recruitment marketing initiatives, we would love to help. You can check out HaleyMarketing.com to get in touch with our team of marketing educators. For my podcast partner, Matt Lozar, this is Brad Biley. We'll see you next time.